This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Winchester rifle is called the gun that won the West. But for 140 years, it's been made in the heart of Yankee New England, New Haven, Connecticut. Much like its sidearm counterpart, the Colt 45, the Winchester became an icon, a symbol of a way of life. But this month, the European company that owns the Winchester plant announced it would close. Some classic models would be discontinued. Others would be produced overseas. As John Dankosky of member station WNPR reports, that means the Winchester, like all those cowboys, could be headed into the sunset for good.
The Winchester name is the stuff of myth and legend, including that famous tagline.
Probably one of the greatest advertising slogans that was ever devised is that phrase, the gun that won the West. It's not terribly accurate, but it was a good selling point.
Gun historian Herb House lives in Cody, Wyoming. He says the early Winchester repeater rifles were out of the price range of most pioneers, but for those who could afford them, House says, they came in handy.
They were a very good weapon for defense in the early years of the westward expansion. When you have a rifle that can fire 16 times with one loading against a single-shot musket or something like that, then they became one of the most popular sporting guns, hunting rifles.
Not surprising, with one of Winchester's leading proponents being president and big game hunter Theodore Roosevelt. Howe says the Winchester was accurate, reliable, and one of the only American rifles widely available overseas. He says that market only grew with the help of another larger-than-life figure, John Wayne.
Well, it looks like you've got another passenger.
Yeah, I'll take the Winchester.
You may need me in this Winchester, Curly.
The world sees America through our film industry, and for years the biggest export were cowboy films.
Do you personally have a favorite movie that features a Winchester rifle?
Actually, it's the Winchester 73 with James Stewart.
That's 73 as in 1873.
You think these fellas have repeaters too? And they'll try the same trick?
Yeah, I kind of think they will. Only this time we just might outfox them.
I kind of, we got two Winchesters.
Then in 1958, the TV show The Rifleman with Chuck Connors helped put dreams of Winchesters in the heads of young boys across America. But in the following decades, demand for the gun shrank, along with Winchester's workforce, from a high of about 19,000 employees to fewer than 200. In the 1980s, the Olin Corporation, which ran Winchester for decades, sold the plant to a company from Belgium. Paul DiMonato, the facility director at the New Haven plant, says it was all part of a changing American culture.
There aren't as many young people going into the shooting sports. Could be a sign of the times also, where fathers don't have time to take sons out and do the things with them that, for example, my dad did.
DiMonato's been working here off and on since he was 19. His father worked here before him. He'd like to see Winchester stay in New Haven, but he knows you can't keep losing money. New Haven Mayor John DeStefano says he's working to find a buyer who will keep the plant open, but admits it won't be easy.
With the Winchester rifle, you basically had a product whose technology in many respects is 100 years old and whose market was slipping away.
Mayor DeStefano says it's now up to the Olin Corporation, which held on to the Winchester name when it sold the company years ago. An Olin spokesperson says they're disappointed in the decision to close the plant and hope to license the name to another company that can carry on the Winchester tradition. Meanwhile, gun enthusiasts see the writing on the wall. They say collectible Winchesters made in New Haven that might sell for $800 today could double in price overnight if the plant closes. It's like what happens with a painting, they say, when a great artist dies. For NPR News, I'm John Dankosky.